Welcome to another In Wheel Time podcast, a 30-minute mini version of the In Wheel Time car show that airs live every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central. More details. You found the award-winning In Wheel Time car talk show, and we thank you for joining us on this Saturday. Just ahead, we'll take you on a motoring vacation, hopefully, in the Great Smoky Mountains.
All right.
Valerie Frapp. You'll hear my thoughts on driving the new 2024 GMC 2500 diesel. And Mr. Mars has this week's events calendar. It's just ahead on the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show. Howdy, along with Mike Out of This World Mars. We always need more Jeff Zekin and Chief Engineer David Ainsley. I'm Don Armstrong. Glad that you could join us today. And as we wait for Valerie Frapp to join us, what do you have there for us, Mr. Mars?
Man, oh man. I have this week in auto history.
No, none of that. We've already got that scheduled.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I've got a quick thing.
You got a quick thing?
Jeff's got a quickie. There you go. So, this is the tale of two cars. Now, this comes to us. This is about a year or so old, but I just found it and I thought it was kind of interesting. Officers from the Newburgh Dundee Police Department responded to reports of a stolen Toyota Land Cruiser. They spotted the stolen vehicle moments later, and as it drove through town, they pursued it. Randy Lee Cooper, 27, who was driving the Land Cruiser, attempted to escape the police and began speeding with the stolen SUV, which led around the city, chasing him around. All kinds of street activity going on. After several minutes of pursuit, Mr. Cooper slammed into a Buick Regal being driven by Kristen Nicole Beige, 25.
Beige. Spell that.
B-E-G-U-E. Beige.
Or how about Big A?
That's on her mother's side. Nevertheless, crashed into this Kristen girl in her car.
Okay.
But cops investigating the crash were surprised to learn that the lady, the Christian, was also in a stolen car. The Buick she was driving had been reported stolen 3 weeks earlier. The two thieves, they were completely unrelated in their thefts and the organization of it, but they added that Miss Beige was found to be under the influence of intoxicants, and they arrested her.
Intoxicants. Oh, my goodness.
The police said they've never heard this happening before with two people crashing into each other like this. What are the odds? This is the suspect driving the stolen Land Cruiser, Randy Lee Cooper, was arrested for unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, attempted to elude police, assault, three, reckless driving, and other related crimes. Christian was arrested for driving under the influence of intoxicants and unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. So the two thieves, unrelated, crashed into each other.
I'm planning on having some toxic intoxicants this afternoon.
Are you really? Okay. I didn't have enough last night.
No, I didn't. Actually, after the way
this morning started off, we may not wait until this afternoon.
We may not finish the hour.
Especially after I hear your excuse. So I don't want to – let's not darken the doorway just yet. Just think about that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Going to darken the doorway. Yeah.
So there was a lady that was going to join us by the name of Valerie Frapp, who stood us up. How do you pronounce this historic? Tapoco?
I took it as
Tapoco.
Tapoco is the way I said it.
Well, it's T-A-P.
Yeah, it's Tapoco. Tapoco.
Is it Tapoco?
Tapoco, I would say.
It's in the Great Smoky Mountains. It's surrounded by some of the best roads of motoring in the U.S.
Yeah. Several years ago, we talked to a gentleman that wrote a book, and we talked to him, and I got a copy of the book someplace that the had like some of the 100 greatest drives in America, you know, PCH1, even had the Twin Sisters here in Texas, and the Dragon's Tale, Tale of the Dragon was one of them that was on it.
And Twisty Tale of the Dragon.
Twisty Tale.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's what it says right here. Twisty Tale of the Dragon.
Yep.
Ends in Traveler's Bliss. I love to have bliss when I travel.
But the thing is,
I dated her for many years.
Champagne.
And I happen to know some guys that are out there this weekend, loaded up motorcycles and stuff. They're out there on motorcycles.
Oh, wow.
running it instead
318 of curves in an 11-mile stretch with no intersecting roads or driveways, allowing for uninterrupted twists and turns.
Wow. So once you get on, you can't get off.
Kind of, sort of.
Nantahala National Forest in the Great Smoky Mountains.
Wanakata, what?
Anakanapana. Anakanapana.
I think we got a couple of pictures of the cars and stuff out there. They're not actually on it. They're at the lodge. That's what I thought was real interesting is a lot of people, just pick some of the cars.
Okay. There you go.
Historic Tupaco. Is that Ferraris? Ferraris? What are those?
Look at that. Look at Pagini.
A Pagini.
Wow.
Pagini. I mean, there's some stuff out there, and,
is the speed limit enforced on this thing?
I think it probably is. That's one of the questions I had.
Well, if I'm driving that wouldn't be a problem. Yeah. But I will tell you what, the Paganini or whatever that car
Pagini's
is.
Pagini's the way it is.
those cars that are lined up there.
Yeah, they're not made to go slow.
No. No, they're made to go fast.
You
could
hurt
them
going slow, yeah.
At any rate, it's funny because now here we go again. Great Smoky Mountains, and we've been enticed by the fine folks there in Tennessee, Kentucky, all up through that area of the United States that I have not actually been to. Well, I was a kid riding in the back seat of mom and dad's Buick headed down to Alabama from Wisconsin. So it's been a long time. But we were talking to some folks there in Arkansas about the treasures of Arkansas and how beautiful it is. And, I got this hankering. Got a hankering to do a little road trip. I really thoroughly enjoyed the Hot Rod Tour of Texas. That was lots of fun. But I'm ready to spread my wings, so to speak.
Uh-oh.
Hello. Right here.
Well, that's one of the things that caught my attention on this. I mean, it's in the mountains. The exterior shows some, it's by a little river that goes through. It shows it with some snow and all that good stuff. But there's other things to do as far as hiking and stuff, so that if you went there, it's not,
hiking.
Well,
I can see you hiking.
No, you can't. You will not see me hiking.
With your little.
You'll see me sitting on the balcony watching people hike.
Yeah. With your lederhosen.
Yes. But, it's.
And playing the accordion.
And
the Ricola.
Y'all been practicing that?
Yeah, I think we have.
So I thought, that's what I thought. This would be a great place. I mean, you don't have to drive real fast on the road, but look, it's very scenic. It's in the mountains. It'd be a great place to go and spend a day or two, and you could have lots of stuff to do there.
I would need to do some homework on this. Find the back roads where these kind of places exist. I assume that this is kind of a back road off the beaten path a little bit. And, plan your trip. Well, today we're going to do 300 miles and we're going to go from here to here.
We'll
take our time, stop along the way, stop at a Stuckey's, but those kind of places too.
That. Because there's all kinds of places up there, like in Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, if you go up that far.
Have you ever been to Pigeon Forge?
Yes.
Did you go to Dollywood?
No, I did not. Kids went, but I never did go to it. I
cannot imagine you on a roller coaster.
No, but it's not like Astroworld from what they tell me, what the kids said. I mean, it's got a whole lot of craftsmen set up and stuff that you can see some of the stuff.
Woodworking, candle making,
like horseshoeing. Horseshoeing. But it's a lot of stuff that they do or a lot of historical
wine
type stuff.
Wine making, smashing grapes.
Yeah.
Come back. I love Lucy.
A lot of Dagmars. Yeah.
And then and the moonshine still is a real big hit.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
Speaking of moonshine, when we were on the Hot Rod Tour of Texas, I don't know whether I mentioned this or not, but we stopped at the Spetzel Brewery, home of Shiner Beer in the city of Shiner.
Mm-hmm.
And we went not on the beer-making tour, because we'd done that the year before, but this time we went on the liquor tour.
Distillery.
Which
didn't
is
even
within,
know they had one.
I didn't either, but they do.
And it was new.
They make the clear liquors. For instance, vodka, gin. They've even got one I think they call moonshine, but they're making that, and it will be ready for consumption early next year because it has to sit and age and do all of its
right.
things.
Sort of like what you're doing.
Yeah, sit and age. But I thought that that was interesting. And the tour itself wasn't much of a tour. They put you into a room with a big glass wall on it, and you see, you know, stills, basically, inside this room
right.
where they accentuate the moonshine in to make it really palpable liquor. Now, I'm not twisted open the top of that thing in there, but I bought me a couple bottles.
Oh.
Just saying.
And the top hasn't popped off on its own or anything?
No, nope, none of that stuff.
Now, I've got a friend of mine that makes moonshine. Don't listen. But I've got a jar I gave to Kylie's mom, and it's moonshine.
Somebody asked me the other day, I've only had a sip one time. Mm-hmm. It's like what I would imagine drinking lighter fluid would be.
I've
never drank
flavors.
Lighter fluid, but this stuff is so potent.
Yeah, you sip it. It's not.
There's not the ones I've had. There's not much of a taste to it. It's very harsh.
No, you're correct. It is very harsh, and it'll burn your tummy, don't you yep. know? Chug a lug, chug a lug. Mm-hmm. There's a song in that.
I think so. And then there's grappa. Oh, that's awful.
Grappa?
Grappa.
That's yeah. from your part of the country.
No, it's Italian. Laura brought some back when she moved back
what
from
Italy.
What is it? They take the remnants after they smash all the stuff and get all the liquor and stuff out of the grapes and all that. Whatever's left, they make another version of a whiskey or a liqueur called grappa. And if you were to open it up in this room, you would probably leave the room. Because just by opening up.
Does it stink?
Oh, it's bad. Oh, and it tastes even worse.
After it smells like bad feet.
After you smashed all the grapes, I thought it was jelly or jam.
Well, they make something out of that. I don't know what they do, but it's called grappa, and it's nasty. It is. We gave it away, and
I think smear it on a piece of bread. I'll try it.
Gave it away to somebody, and I think they died. I don't know. We haven't heard from them since. This was years ago.
Well, at any rate,
for a couple
I'm
of
thinking,
reasons,
let's
I guess.
See. Exactly. Upon arrival at historic Topoco Lodge, which is part of the Enthusiast Hotel Collection, motorists experience a sanctuary like no other.
Hmm.
Located on the banks of the rushing Chihuahua River and nestled amid the Great Smoky Mountains near the Nahatalala National Forest, the property encompasses 120 beautiful acres. I can only imagine.
Big. Huh? That's big.
It is.
And we saw the lodge as we were showing pictures.
The lodge. The Motor Lodge?
The Motor Lodge.
Speaking of the Motor Lodge, I stayed in a great place in Fredericksburg on the tour called the Stonewall Motor Lodge.
Mm.
I would encourage you, if you were headed up to Fredericksburg, you know, hoteling in Fredericksburg is rather expensive
yeah.
these days.
Well, it's touristy.
So we stayed about 20 miles outside of town, 20 minutes to get there. Not a bad deal at all, in Stonewall, Texas. And right on 290. Is the Stonewall Motor Lodge. Well, how did you find that, Don?
Did you find that, Don? Yes, that's my question.
So I get on Expedia and I look at hotels that are cheaper than those in Fredericksburg. And they kind of have these rings away from Fredericksburg of places to stay. How cheap do you want to go? How far away do you want to stay?
Right.
So I did a 20-mile outside of town kind of thing. And it was much more in my price range. And I looked at the pictures that are online of the Stonewall Motor Lodge. And I have to tell you, that is the cutest place. Did any of you ever see the Netflix series Schitt's Creek?
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
You know, the hotel or motel that they wound up staying in. This could be a carbon copy of that. It's that style. A motor lodge from the mid-1960s, okay? The door is right there. You pull up right next to the door, and there it is. And they've got the little drive pass under right in front of the office. Mm-hmm. That's all there. But they completely gutted the rooms, started all over with them, but left the exterior of it just the way that it was. They painted it, fixed it up. It's really cute. Stonewall Motor Lodge. Go check it out online. It is the cutest place, clean rooms. It was just adorable and absolutely loved it. And you didn't have to go to the office.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah, it's a great place. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there.
We were at a two-bedroom Airbnb. We had cows walking through the yard. We had to wait for the cows to cross so we could get out of the driveway.
This place that I mentioned to you, Stonewall, they've got where the canopy hangs out over in front of the office.
Mm-hmm.
As you drive under, they made that, railed it in with railings up there, put chairs and tables up there. You can sit out there and drink your wine. Then they also have the wine barn. The wine barn is back behind the hotel. Oh. Now, we did not go out there because it was rainy and it was kind of an ugly day. But the wine barn, so you go out to the barn, and they got chairs and all this other stuff sitting around. I guess you can do a campfire out there in front of the barn. And it's really set it up.
How big a place is that?
I don't know. I stayed in room 8. Called the press room, and they probably have about 25 rooms there.
So pretty good size.
So did the Bates Motel.
And it kind of looked like the Bates Motel, kind of those places. And if you get hungry in the middle of the night, the Chevron gas station is within walking distance right next door.
Well, yeah, we were down the road from you and a mile off the beaten path. So we were not very far from you.
So it was really good. We really enjoyed it. But anyway, off of the In Wheel Time car talk show. Not really, because it's all car related.
Road trip.
It was a road trip. And this is another one. So this thing called the Twisty Tail of the Dragon, this is out of Robbinsville, North Carolina, and the Great Smoky Mountains up there. And it looks like tons of fun. So road trip, finds you some cute places to stay or Airbnb. And go take a road trip.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if the kids are old enough, going on a road trip with the kids. I used to love going on road trips with my mom and dad. Sit in the back, had the whole back seat of that Buick.
Yep.
Oh, but I got the Buick Special. It was a 2-door Buick Special. You could invite grandma and grandpa and brothers and sisters and everybody, and they'd all fit in the back seat of that thing.
Got the ice chest and everything back there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the metal ice chest, by the way.
The youngest one would be up on the shelf sleeping.
Yeah. Yes.
Shortest. Youngest with her, youngest, whatever. Yeah.
So, Valerie, I'm sorry that you missed our interview with you, but we did it without you.
Yes. Thank you very
good
much.
Good stuff. Uh-huh. Yeah. Thank you, Valerie.
It's a nice-looking place. It'd be worth investigating more if you're going
that way. Apparently. We've got coming up the events calendar and the new car review, which is the 24 GMC 2500 diesel, so you could pull your travel trailer with that. That's coming up. The In Wheel Time Car Talk Show, available 24/7 through the iHeartRadio app. Look for In Wheel Time Car Talk. We also video stream our 3-hour weekly show on Facebook, YouTube, and InWheelTime.com, and podcasts on your favorite podcast provider. The In Wheel Time Car Talk Show continues right after this quick break. Pro-Am Auto Accessories has been serving Houston's auto enthusiasts since 1984, providing world-class products for sports cars, European sedans, and American muscle. Pro-Am is known as the place to go to find exclusive and hard-to-find parts and accessories. Pro-Am is one of the very first distributors in the USA for brands such as Recaro, Redline, Momo, Corbo, and Simpson. Located in the heart of Houston's premier retail and service corridor, the Galleria area, Pro-Am's walk-in storefront includes an 8,000-square-foot warehouse, showroom, and installation bays. Pro-Am not only sells parts and accessories, but also offers installation and service. Pro-Am is now reaching a worldwide audience through Pro-Am.com, taking its local reputation to the rest of the world. At Pro-Am Auto, you'll be dealing with a small group of professionals who truly want to help you with your automotive needs. If you don't see what you're looking for on the website, call and Pro-Am will lend you a hand. Pro-Am Auto, 6125 Richmond at Green Ridge and Houston's Galleria area. Call them at 713-781-7755. Want to feel good about something special you did for someone special? In Real Time and the original Loopy Tortilla group of Tex-Mex restaurants have joined together to help a very worthy cause, God's Garage, a Christian-based 501c3 charity. We know there are lots of places and organizations out there where you can donate a car, truck, or SUV, but we're asking you, our car enthusiast family, to consider donating to God's Garage. Visit godsgarage.org and learn about its mission, the women that have been helped, how each one is screened, and about their Restore You program. A car donation is an easy way to make a difference in the lives of others. God's Garage needs good operating vehicles, but will take all types in working and non-working condition. Make your heart and soul feel good by donating your gently used vehicle and help support single mothers, widows, and wives of deployed military at godsgarage.org. Thank you very much for joining us today here on...
He fell off his chair.
It fell off.
You know that happens when you don't take care of that infection. Things just fall off.
Boy, oh boy.
Time now for the events calendar. Mr. Fumbly Mike Mars has that.
Fumbling, bumbling.
So coming up next weekend, May 18th, is the Gulf Coast Auto Shield Spring Social, 8 to 11 a.m. Feature club is going to be the Porsche
it's
club.
It's not a feature club. Well, it's a feature car.
Yeah.
Would be the Porsche club.
This is going to be at 11275 South Sam Houston Parkway here in Houston. Go to gcautoshield.com if you need some more information. Then the next day.
Look where his microphone is.
Yeah. At least it's attached.
Are you happy now?
It's attached.
The next day, May the 19th, is the Cruising for a Cure car show, 10 to 2 p.m., which this is a rain date, so it's making it up. It's at the Grimes County Courthouse in Anderson, Texas. Pretty scenic place if you want to get some good pictures
of your
car.
Where is Anderson?
It's up there towards where they had that big Renaissance Festival. It's up that direction.
Magnolia.
Yeah, that place. And all proceeds benefit the American Cancer Society Action Network. $25 registration for the open car show. Then, May the 25th, Tailpipes and Tacos.
Yay.
If you haven't heard the message yet, 8 to 11 a.m. Central Time, Loopy Tortillas, 703 West Grand Parkway South in Katy, Texas. There's going to be trophies, breakfast tacos, breakfast beverages, and all breakfast donations go to God's Garage, which will be matched by Loopy Tortillas. So it's a great time. Been a while since we've been out there, but we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be beautiful weather, so come on out. Then June 7th through the 9th, 49th Lone Star Street Rod Association State Run in Granbury, Texas.
Yep.
621 East Pearl Street. Go to lssra.org for more information about that. And, of course, then on that same weekend, June the 8th, we talked to him a couple of weeks ago, Heroes and Hot Rods in the Ozarks, mm-hmm. back to the scenic world to make a road trip. And this is www.heroeshotrodsozarks.com for more information. Perfect. And that is some events that will hold you through the first part of June. Then we're going to look further on out.
What are we going to see out there?
There's lots of stuff coming up in the fall. It seems like July and August, things kind of slow down a little bit.
Well, you think? You know, last year we had that whole week of 108 degree temperatures.
Oh, yeah.
They're predicting 110 this year.
Oh, really? Lord. You know, there's sometimes it's good that you're out at the airport and get all this good information, and sometimes it's not.
Yes.
I didn't get that from the airport, but yeah.
Sacrilegious is acting up.
Yeah. My lumbago.
Anaconda.
Time now for this hour's car review. I was fortunate to get to drive the 2024 GMC Sierra. It's available in these trim levels. The Pro, the SLE, the SLT, the AT4, AT4X, with sublet trim levels, Denali, and Ultimate. Comes in three cabs, two beds that are available for purchase. The reviewed trim level was the GMC 2500 four-wheel drive Crew AT4X. This is an off-road focused three-quarter ton pick-em-up truck. If you've got one of those 90-foot-long trailers that you tow, this would be right up your alley.
That's the one.
What size and class? Ultra big pickup truck. Seats including the driver, five or six if you get the front bench seat at six. Exterior changes from last model year, none. This vehicle is 21 feet long.
Whoa.
And weighs 5 tons.
What?
What?
Yes. Yes. This vehicle weighs five tons and is 21 feet long.
10,000 pounds?
I'm thinking, yeah, that's my math.
Yes.
Well, I had to take my shoes off to do it, but yeah, that's a lot.
This is a massive beast. The top of the hood, as you're standing next to it, the top of the hood is as tall as my shoulders. I'm a 6'1" man.
How do you check the oil?
On a ladder.
Golly.
Rectangle grill with exposed red tow hooks in the lower valance. Built-in hood scoop with modern clearance lights up above. Built-in tow steps in the painted rear bumper. What I liked? The off-road edition has those small wheels with the big fat tires. I like that look. That's for me. What could use improvement? make a multi-pro tailgate standard on this upscale truck. Interior highlights. High-end leather interior with a great big, huge center console. You could take a bath in it.
Wow.
Extra large infotainment screen that works well. Cell phone pocket under the console lid. Brilliant with the charger in it. Excellent sound system. The bed has 110-volt electric outlets back there. What I liked about the interior highlights, perfect for your 40-foot fifth-wheel home. What could use improvement? Move the gear shift in the center console to the dash. Why take up all of that room for that great big huge gear shift when you can either have push buttons, do it, it's all electronic. Yeah. It's not connected to anything. It's an automatic transmission. Just my thought. 6.6 liter diesel V8 that only has 470 horsepower, but it has 975 pound-feet of torque.
That's to get that 10,000 pounds moving.
Yeah. Yeah.
A 10-speed automatic transmission. Tow rating, 21,900 pounds.
Well, there you go.
Haul rating, 3,291 pounds. You could, you know, haul lead in the back of this thing. Miles per gallon. Now, it wasn't rated because it doesn't fall under that EPA category that you can actually find that on the Monroney. Well, I got 14.1 miles per gallon over 163.3 miles. What I liked about it, capability takes fuel. Mm-hmm. And that is, it's a good thing and it's a bad thing. It's diesel fuel, so
it's a purpose-built truck.
It is, and you know, it's. I see some guys, mainly guys, driving these things down the street, thinking this is really cool. Well, okay, that's what you want. Mm-hmm. The capability's there, but you ain't towing nothing. You ain't hauling nothing. Ride and handling. Well, it's got the capability to tow, and it rides rough without anything towing it or in the bed. What could use improvement? The mileage. But you can't have both. You can't have the capability with the mileage. Competitors. Ford F-250 starts at $48,760. The Ram 2500 goes for $45,250, and the Chevy 2500 goes for $46,900. Our base model price was $48,100.
Oh, that's not bad.
Base trim price, $81,800. Prices tested. Mars, $103,225.
Nelly.
You know,
I wouldn't have guessed that.
No, I wouldn't either. I was hanging in the high 80s.
I was thinking 92.
Well,
that's max. Close. Yeah, yeah, 90, yeah. 90-ish.
Yeah, about
103 for a truck.
I had to take the numbers so large that I had to take my glasses off. I could see it way out there.
A 21-foot long truck.
Yeah,
that weighs 10,000 pounds.
put that in the garage.
There you go.
Hey. If you'd like to get in touch with us, shoot us an email. The address here is info@inwheeltime.com. Back after this quick break.
Tailpipes and Tacos is back Memorial Day weekend. It's been a while, but the popular Tailpipes and Tacos Cruise-In returns to the Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex in Katy, Saturday, May 25th. Bring your hot rod, classic, or modern classic to compete for one of the famous Chili Pepper trophies and get a free breakfast taco. Just make a donation of any size to God's Garage and Loopy's will match it. You'll be helping single mothers who need a set of wheels. It's been a year in the making, so don't miss this Tailpipes and Tacos Cruise-In, Saturday, May 25th, 8 to 11 a.m. Donate what you want to God's Garage and grab a free Loopy Tortilla breakfast taco. Tailpipes and Tacos only happens at the Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex in Katy on the West Grand Parkway at Kingsland Boulevard, just south of the Katy Freeway. It's car show season, and what better way to kick it off than a free taco and camaraderie at Tailpipes and Tacos. Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 25th, 8 to 11 a.m. The In Real Time Car Talk Show will be there too. Proceeds benefit God's Garage, weather permitting. Gulf Coast Auto Shield is having another car social Saturday morning, May 18th from 8 to 11. It's a car cruise-in like no other. Expect Ferraris, Lamborghinis, Corvettes, and the featured brand Porsche. Get social at this special cruise-in event. You'll also see Gulf Coast Auto Shield's private workshop and learn about their many products and services. Questions are welcomed. Gulf Coast Auto Shield is easy to get to at 11275 South Sam Houston Tollway near West Airport Boulevard, just south of the Southwest Freeway. The Car Social featuring Porsche takes place Saturday morning, May 18th from 8 to 11. Tell your friends, and no matter what car you have, bring it and enjoy this rare opportunity to see some of Houston's finest rides. In Wheel Time, we'll bring its car talk show there too. So join us for another Car Social at Gulf Coast Auto Shield, Saturday morning, May 18th, 8 to 11 at 11275 South Sam Houston Tollway, just south of the Southwest Freeway. Visit gcautoshield.com to see the show flyer for more details. That's it for this podcast episode of the In Wheel Time Car Show. I'm Don Armstrong, inviting you to join us for our live show every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and our InWheelTime.com website. Podcasts are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeart Podcast, Podcast Addict, TuneIn, Pandora, and Amazon Music. Keep listening, and we'll see you soon.